Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Jay Binkley, JT Noah producing the operation. Noah, Dusty, Mac, and Bob today. Although we will hear from Bob later, his interview one-on-one with Clark Hunt. We'll bring you that later. Dan and Hughes joining us today. A couple days before Christmas, this radio station, there'll be national programming Christmas Eve, Christmas the day after. So hopefully JT and I will bring you some Christmas joy, because it depends on what side of the state line you live on. You had a great day or a day to reflect. Good morning, JT.
Good morning, Bink. You could tell it's the day before everyone goes on break for the week, because when I pulled in, the only car in here was yours.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah. But, I mean, but yeah, it was it's a weird day because I'm from Missouri. I live on Kansas now. I know how some people feel about the whole stadium situation, but yeah. I think the big thing is they're staying in the Kansas City area. They're not moving to Utah or Idaho. They're staying in Kansas City, and it'll stay Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, that's the important thing, because the worst thing is when those moving vans back up, like the Indianapolis Colts or the Baltimore Colts left for Indianapolis. You know, those moving vans, those Mayflower vans in the snow, pack up and then leave. That's rock bottom. That's rock bottom when your franchise does that. But, you know, it was a wild day in Kansas City. Whether which side of the state line you live on, obviously the Chiefs have a million different things they're going to do with this new stadium, and we'll talk about that. But it was kind of a landmark day in sports in Kansas City with the Chiefs heading across the border. And here's the thing. Am I happy about it? No. I'm a Missouri resident. I'll be honest with you. I'm not wild about it. Never probably will be. I understand it, though. That's the thing. Like, I understand it. Missouri had their chance. Jackson County had your chance. And you blank around and you find out. That's the key word for today. You blank around and you find out. You didn't vote for it. You had an opportunity to do it. Could have franchised those deals, and you didn't do it. It's unfortunate. Frank White did a lousy job, and the Royals got to figure that out, because they need to keep the Royals now. Now it's a full court press to keep the Royals for the city of Kansas City, Missouri. One thing did bother me yesterday, JT, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, I know what it is.
Here's the governor of Kansas.
Welcome home to Kansas.
Welcome home to Kansas. What I hear, listen, I understand you got the teams and all this. Welcome home to Kansas? If you're going to say welcome home to the Chiefs, it would just be Dallas saying it. The Dallas Texans, if you're going to say welcome home, there's no welcome home to the state of Kansas. They never played in Kansas. They're not from Kansas. Saying welcome home to somebody that's not their home. No, they've resided in Kansas City since they left Dallas. So, yes, could Missouri eventually say 30 or 40 years down the road, they say welcome home? Yes, they could say it. But come on, man. Come on, JT. When I heard welcome home, what are we doing here? Like, what are we doing here? You're not welcoming anybody home, all right? Even people in Kansas have to agree with that. There's no welcome home to somebody that never lived there. Does anybody find a stranger, anybody at Hy-Vee or at the grocery store, whatever, you say, come to my house, welcome home. You've never been here, but welcome home. Like, is that what we do now?
Maybe that's the new greeting call in the Midwest. Welcome home.
No. Regardless, we'll go through all the details of the stadium. I will say this, JT. I think gone are the days of training camp at St. Joe. That's one of the first things I thought of is, training camp at St. Joe. It'll probably be there for the next couple of years, but with the way these states go back and forth with each other, you know, tax dollars being spent in Missouri, because they will stay at Arrowhead Stadium for five more years. You will get them through the 2030
season. Yeah,
this
isn't like they're leaving after next year's season. You get them until 2031.
Well, the 2031 season, they'll be playing in Kansas. That's why they were holding up that, it looked like a Priest Holmes jersey, 31, but it meant 31 for the year that they're going to be playing in Kansas. But here's the deal. They'll probably stay in St. Joe, maybe, because Andy Reid likes going away. Like, he likes going away. But let's face it, he's 67 years old in 5 years. You know, I'll tell you this much. The next head coach, they won't do it. They will be practicing. More and more teams are moving their facilities and training camp back to their home. Now there's a few, like the Cowboys, that go off to Oxnard, California. There are a few teams that believe in leaving. But Andy Reid has always believed in leaving. And is whenever he goes to the Kansas City Chiefs, they won't do it anymore. But they're building those facilities. They're building those practice facilities. The one really cool thing that they're doing is the two multi-use facilities they're building, spending over $700 million to have fields and stuff at the Legend site. We don't know exactly where it's going to be in Wyandotte County, but I assume it would be there. Plus in Olathe, where they're going to put their headquarters, they're going to have those practice facilities as well. So the team's headquarters will be there and practice facilities. But that's probably where you'll see training camp. I don't know within the next couple of years, but eventually that is where you'll see training camp, because I think, JT, that's where they want to go. And is that a bad thing? I don't know. I liked going to St. Joe. I thought it was fun. I liked going up the River Falls, Wisconsin. I thought that was fun. But to be honest with you, people in the Kansas City metro area, where it would be a lot easier for them to go watch the Kansas City Chiefs practice and training camp, staying in Kansas City. Although I did always think going to training camp was fun.
It was always fun. I didn't go as often as I would like up in St. Joe, and I probably will try to go more. But going up to St. Joe, I remember my grandpa would take us, and we'd just go up there, have a good time, get there early. But, I mean, wherever they go, I still think it's going to be a really good experience. To me, when it comes to training camp, it's really not about where the team is. It's about the atmosphere it has.
Yeah.
And so whether that be here in Missouri, whether that be in Kansas – I think as long as it's a good atmosphere and it's at a good location, it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, the text line disagrees with me. They say it's more salt on the road that I didn't understand what the governor is saying. I'm just saying, you just don't use the word welcome home. I mean, you really want to piss the people in Missouri off? Don't use that term. I understand what you're saying, welcome home, because that is their new home. But they're still going to be home in Missouri for five more years. So saying welcome home, yes, that term does. This fan base is both sides. This fan base needs both sides. Kansas will need the state of Missouri as fans, as season ticket holders. They need each other. But just to kind of rub salt in the wound saying, welcome home. Yeah.
What do you think?
You can take this very – I understand what they say by welcome home. It's their new home. I get that part. But just spare me the welcome home.
I'm just intrigued to know how much those ticket prices will be for that last home Arrowhead game in Kansas City, Missouri will be. Oh, it's going to be extremely expensive.
It'll be a ton. How about the first one at the new stadium?
Yeah, I know.
Being at the first game ever there,
it's gonna be wild. The renderings that I saw, it's gonna be pretty nice little atmosphere they're gonna have built around there with community. Like it kind of looks like what you would think it would look like. What it's trying to be like the next SoFi. It feels like.
I know the Chiefs have always been enamored with the SoFi Stadium and having restaurants and shops around it. It's always been big. And I remember back when this thing first went down, do you remember the first press conferences they had for the stadium? And you can kind of see the writing on the wall then about how bad they wanted to move out. Remember, this is what the Chiefs said, Mark Donovan said. Keep in mind, this before the vote.
We actually did a pretty good analysis on real estate development, what we could do, entertainment districts, et cetera. And there's some reality that hits you pretty quickly. Right now in this market, this is not a location that is worthy of developing. So as harsh as that sounds, it's just the reality from a business standpoint.
And that's 100% true. When he said this back before the vote, I was 100% they're gone.
Well, I mean, it also
didn't
showed
much, but it was at that point where I said, you know, you don't pass this, they're gone. Because what he's saying is you can't develop this area. Forget the million and so fans the Royals have had different times of the season. You got a freaking Denny's and a Taco Bell, and your Denny's burnt down. And you had a piece of crap water park across from the stadium. You didn't develop that area. And this is the day and age where there's a lot of development around stadiums. I knew they were gone. Once he's right. He's 100% right.
Well, also, I think people and fans for the Chiefs that are on the Missouri side tend to forget Mark Donovan's not from Kansas City. He's a Pennsylvania guy. He's looking at it as a business opportunity. He's not caring about how the fans feel in Kansas City, Missouri, or how he wants to make everyone happy on the Missouri side. He wants to find out where the best money is for this stadium to be built. And whether you agree or disagree, you could tell by the way they went about it before the vote. They didn't show much effort. It felt like they half-assed the project. Like CDOT said yesterday, it felt like a high schooler who forgot their assignment was due first block at 10 p.m. at night and put it together. Hurried.
It was rushed, but that was the sentiment, you know, going into it. You cannot develop this area. And they're 100% right. Think about the city and all the development you've seen in different places, right? We talked yesterday. They put the airport way up north. And they were hoping by putting it up there, you'd see a lot of businesses and development in that area. That was the hope. You build it and they will come, right? The Field of Dreams philosophy. You build it up there, it'll come. And we mentioned it. There was an Applebee's at I-29 and Berry Road. It was the number one Applebee's in the country because there wasn't crap else up there. Now there is. Now there's a ton of development, shopping centers, the Zona Rosa, there's all this. Where the Mavericks play, Cable Dahmer out in Independence. There's restaurants, shops, everything around it. You go Prairie Fire out in Kansas, all these developments out in Kansas. They put something there and all this development around it. There just wasn't development around the major league franchises in the city. And it's not like they're on these back roads. It's not like they're on K-10.
No, yeah.
They're on I-freaking-70 in 435, and you can't put development. I'm just flabbergasted. No development can go up in that area.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem.
But obviously it can't because it hasn't done it.
Right.
Because if it could, it would.
Because if they could, like you said, they would. But also, it would show, hey, you can make development. You can make something happen. And literally, like you said, the only thing that's out there is a Taco Bell and now a burned-down Denny's.
That has to be a major Taco Bell. Like, honestly, that Taco Bell probably is number one in the country. You would think so, just that being the place for all those fans.
It's
going to
go down once 2031 happens.
Oh, God, yes. You got to move that Taco Bell.
You got to move it. You got to take it right over by wherever the new stadium goes. Mm-hmm. But also,
yeah, think about the Taco Bell. They're going to be suffering in 2031.
Oh, that poor Taco Bell.
Think about the Taco Bell.
Oh, hey, they got a quesarita back, and I'm very happy about Taco Bell for that. Sorry to get off topic, but I love the quesarita. Anyway,
I feel bad for the Taco Bell.
But also, I mean, that hotel, does that hotel even, is it open? I know the water park inside closed down. Is that hotel?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that thing.
Yeah, and they just leave it up like it's a dead building.
First of all, I'm not a fan of indoor water parks. They smell like crap. They got mold everywhere.
I'm okay with them.
Shocker it failed.
Right. Shocker it failed. But I'm okay with them because you can like go to them in the winter and be happy.
The one great thing about it is I've been to stadiums in other parts of the country, and the whole downtown atmosphere, I get it. It's fun. If you're staying, if you're a tourist, it's fun. I always thought there's two kind of sides, ways to look at things. If you're a tourist or you're just there for the weekend or whatever, it's fun because you're able to enjoy the whole surroundings. The one thing that made Arrowhead and Kauffman so easy is if you're local, it was easy to go in and out of games. You know, through the years here, I remember going to almost every one of the Royals home games. It's easy. In, out, you go. But is it really bringing economic development? Is it making money? Because everything's changed now in pro sports. It's no longer just put a stadium and it's about the teams playing. No, it's much more than that. It's about the TV contracts that you have. It's about the shops, the restaurants, people spending money outside of it. It's about the hotels. Pro sports is much different than it used to be. It has changed a ton since those stadiums were built. And a big part of the city, you know, it's just different. It's just weird thinking about going the other side. So the whole, you know, here I will say this text line: you don't mind the whole welcome home thing. What did you think about all the football puns?
Get rid of them.
Is like, it time, Terry? Just be honest with me. Did you like it when the Wolf's attorney used all those for that Wolf that what was his name? The wolf, the bank robbing wolf.
Chiefaholic?
Chiefaholic.
Come on, get with it.
But his lawyer was using all the football puns, like 2 minutes, you know, 2 minute drive and all this. It's ridiculous, but you gotta stop with the puns. The whole touchdown, it's flyover country, but it's touchdown country now. Come on, Kansas. You gotta stop using football puns.
What is outside of, I'm not trying to disrespect Kansas, but what is outside of the Speedway and Arrowhead once it's built? You still just fly over Kansas City, and then you get to, what, Wichita? You got a college at Wichita State. That's about it. I know you have Lawrence for Kansas, but, like, Kansas is a lot of fields. It's a lot of fields. And that's
great.
Okay.
It's great. It's awesome. But it's not flyover country anymore. It is stop country. Whenever you have the World Cup coming here.
Exactly.
And whenever you have the NFL draft coming here, and the way the Chiefs have rattled off Super Bowls, it's not flyover country anymore. So I was always kind of pissed off when people would say that too. So I get that. And it's not just Kansas deals with that. Missouri has to deal with that too. It's kind of both of them deal with that, right? But the football puns have got to go, don't they?
Oh, God, they're so bad, Bink. They sound like a grandma trying to make fun of something. And you're like, grandma,
we're no longer flyover country. We're touchdown country. Come on, man. No.
Touchdown country.
Get rid of the football puns with your political talk. The Wolf's attorney was the best.
Well,
Chiefsaholic's attorney was the best.
I felt like he was his best friend, it felt like at times.
But 913-586-7965 is the phone number. 913-586-7965 is also the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. We talk a lot about this. Clark Hunt's interview with Bob Fesco, hear from that. The details, the financial details, what exactly are they doing with these stadiums? Just kind of told you how I felt as a Missouri resident, you know. I understand it. I get it. Missouri had a chance. Had they just moved, point blank, and just moved, that would have stung worse. But the fact is, you had an opportunity. You had an opportunity. And again, blank around and find out. Well, you know what? You just found out. 913-586-7965.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Bye. Welcome back. Fesco in the Morning, or Fesco and Dusty and Mac. It's Jay Binkley and JT Noah here. You know, here's the thing, JT. I know that we're called flyover country and stuff, which should irritate people from Kansas and Missouri. If I was ever mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, first thing I would do is take those fields around the airport and put up a giant middle finger. And you know what? I would have it mowed out. Said, keep on going. Keep on going. That's what I would do. I submitted my application for mayor of Kansas City yesterday.
I'm sorry, Bink. I probably will not be voting for you.
Why?
I just don't know if you're a good person to be in the head of the house.
Well, you can't vote for me. You're a Kansas guy. So it didn't matter.
Oh, wait. I am.
You can't vote for me.
Shoot, so I am. Man, you just made me realize.
I don't care.
Thanks for making me realize I am a Kansas man now.
What, you think I'm too volatile?
I just don't know if I trust someone that takes their first date to a gas station.
That's should be vote worthy.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know what is vote worthy? Your draft, your mocking drafts. Those are vote worthy.
One of my first orders of business would be luring an NBA or an NHL team here. I mean, why not?
Well, yeah. Well, you got to. Yeah.
Hey, hopefully the Royals stay, but if they leave, you sit there with the KC Current.
No respect to them.
Of metropolitan area, that's what you're going to have left.
No disrespect to them, and I love the
no
teal.
No disrespect. I'm talking about, hey.
We just got to have more money. We got to have more money. We got, like Mark Donovan said, a business decision. We got to get more in here.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Let's go to the phone lines, 913-586-7965. It's also the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. Just a couple days from Christmas Eve. Actually, Christmas Day. This is actually Christmas Eve Eve.
Christmas Eve Eve.
Christmas Eve Eve. Let's go to Mario in Kansas City, Missouri. What's up, Mario?
Hey, Bink, I'll vote for you, bro.
Hey, there's one.
Because I'm on a mission to get rid of Lucas and White because they both on the list. It's the new list. It's the Lucas and White list. So from now on, when anyone does anything infamous around this town, it's the Lucas and White list. You are no longer mayor. You are Lucas to me. And anybody that votes for anybody that was a part of this regime that let the Chiefs and the Royals leave Kansas City, Missouri, should never, ever be allowed to run for anything in this city ever again. And that's, I'm standing on business on that. Bink, if you can explain to me, I know what you just said, but we've lost every major sporting team in this city in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah.
I'm dating myself, sir, but I went to a Scouts game as a kid when I was in elementary. We lost the Kings. Now the Chiefs and the Royals. Why would anybody want to bring a team here? Vegas is ahead of us as far as the NBA, and I'm sure Seattle is as well. They still got the Sonics colors. So I see no way that anything comes to Kansas City, Missouri again. What I want to ask you is, what's going to happen to Kansas City, Missouri? Because how are they going to make up all that money they lose? And think about this, too. How much money is it going to cost Jackson County to sure. tear down Royals and Chiefs Stadium and clean it up?
Thanks for the call, Morrell. I'll address that. Here's the one thing people aren't really realizing. And again, you've heard it before. We talked about it. If you're away on business or you're away on traveling, you're on vacation, and you say, where are you from? Whether you're from Shawnee, Olathe, Gladstone, Independence, Raytown, you're saying I'm from Kansas City. Because you take pride in where you're from. Now, I agree with CDOT when I heard him talking about, hey, it does matter when people say, oh, you're from Kansas, and you get upset with it. You get tired of the Toto jokes. You get tired of the yellow brick road. Because you hear that all the time. Oh, we're not in Kansas anymore, when it would be dealing with the Chiefs, when other fan bases. Because honestly, they're probably shocked the team's moving to Kansas. Because there's a lot of geography illiterate people in this country that don't even know where the Chiefs play anyway. So they're saying, oh, they're going to Kansas? How many people are probably sitting at their dinner tables going, oh, I thought they're from Kansas. They're the Kansas City Chiefs. So there is that, but there was that pride where you're from Kansas or you're from Missouri. But as far as what Mario said about the tax money, that is big. It's called the e-tax. It's also called the jock tax. Over $300 million in taxes was raised from that 1% earnings tax in Kansas City, Missouri, that the residents of Kansas City will still be paying. When you do your taxes, you're still paying 1%. Who's not paying 1% after 5 years will be every athlete that plays at Kauffman Stadium, every athlete that plays at Arrowhead Stadium, every time a singer like Taylor Swift sings at the stadium, that was 1%. Gone. That was used for city services, fixing roads, you name it, snow removal, you name it, emergency services, whatever. They use that fund for that, the e-tax fund. That part, sadly, is gone because if they're going to raise taxes to everybody else now, is that 1% going to 2%? Where's it going? Because you're not getting that money from the stadiums anymore. The New York Mets, that $200 million payroll when they played the Royals, that was money in your pocket. Every time Miguel Cabrera would come up making 30 grand in at bat, 36 grand in at bat, 1%, don't get anymore. Every touchdown pass that's thrown by a quarterback making $30 million a year, 1%, you're not getting any of that anymore. I mean, that's a loss. I worry about Kansas City, Missouri. So when you have all this pride, you're from Kansas City, how much do you really care about Kansas City? Because when they lose these teams, it's going to hurt. You can't look at it any other way. Yeah, you're going to get a great new facility over there, and I'm okay. The text line says I'm bitter. I understand it. I understand business. It's like the Chiefs. They have business decisions to make when it comes to coaching and not loyalty. I don't like bringing in Juju and Clyde and all these guys back and forth. I understand business side of it. I understand why they're over there. Missouri had their chance to keep them. They didn't do it. So I get it. Call it bitterness or whatever. I'm just sad that this team's been here since 1963 and they're moving. But on one hand, I'm worried about the place I live. I'm worried about Kansas City. And I don't care if you're from Overland Park, Olathe. I don't give a rat's ass. You're still from Kansas City. And if Kansas City sinks, that's a problem.
I was going to say, I want to let you know, Mario's on a generational run right now. He was also on The Drive yesterday, and he had this to say. So he's going through it.
Is he on fire?
Yeah, he's on fire.
Lucas and White, two losers is what you are. You turn Kansas City into a Poduck, Cowtown, a.k.a. Omaha Jr.
He's calling us Omaha Jr. He's just going through it, Bink.
Yeah. The 913 says I've whined all morning. Have I whined? I like the facility. I like the stadium. I'm saying they had the chance to keep him. They didn't keep him. What is your point, 913? Give me a call. I'd love to have a conversation with you. I would love to have a conversation with you. So get out of your mom's basement and give me a call. Let's go to Jared in Green Valley. What's up, Jared?
Hey, good morning, Bink. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, so I just want to say that Frank White and Quentin Lucas, they're total idiots, and I hope that they feel shame the rest of their lives for what they've done to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Jared, I lost him. He just disappeared. Jared, we didn't hang up on you or anything. It just, Carrington was having some phone issues too. It just dropped. We didn't drop that call or anything. We're letting him finish. I'm curious how people feel about Frank White today. Let's go to Neil in Lone Jack. What's up, Neil?
Morning, Jay. I just want to get your opinion because going to this whole situation, that was my number one concern. I mean, I don't want to have to drive further to get to Chiefs Stadium, obviously. For me, it's going to go from about 25 minutes to almost an hour. That's a big difference. But if I even go anymore after that. But here's the deal with me. More than anything, I was concerned about taxes. How are they going to make up for this lost revenue? And what's their plan for that? And that's what I want to know.
How are they going to make up for it? They're probably going to tax us more.
When Mayor Lucas comes on the radio with Carrington, that's the number one question I want Carrington to ask him. What's the plan to make up the lost revenue? And I want to know from you, Jay, what your blame ratio is. I put this about 90 to 95% on Frank White and then sprinkle the rest between Mike Kehoe and Mayor Lucas. I think Mayor Lucas looks like a fool today and on Friday when he was supremely confident still that we're going to, be able to reverse this. But
I get there was a lot of money. There was a lot of money Missouri was offering as well. The Kansas deal was a sweet deal because you were battling an entire state, wanting to lure him over there. I get it. Kansas put a full court press on him.
Well, in your opinion, who do you blame most? I blame Frank White the most and Mike Kehoe as a combination. The two of them, I put it about 90 to 95%.
You're not going to put any on the Jackson County voters? You're not going to put any on the Jackson County voters?
Well, this is the part that I'm getting to get to here, Jay.
Okay.
Without Frank White and his appointed Gail McCain Beatty stupid ass assessor, without the two of them.
Well, I don't want to get
it. Here's
the bottom line.
It was Frank White and Mikhail McCain Beatty's fault that we were underwater with our property taxes, and that to me is 90+% of the reason why the bank failed in the first place.
I get it, Neil. The property tax thing was dumb, and here's my thing with it. It was bad timing because I knew when they started raising people's taxes, the minute you tried to pass a vote to keep teams and have the word tax in it, even though it's just an extension of the 3/8-cent sales tax, which, by the way, you're going to be paying anyway. And not only Jackson County wasn't the only ones that paid that. We all paid it, whether you're Platt, Clay, Johnson, whenever you went over there, you paid it. But I knew the tax was going to be a dirty word. And by doing that, that was a wrong thing with Frank White in Jackson County. When they raise people's property taxes, before you're going to ask for a vote to keep teams, that was dumb. That was short-sighted. That was dumb.
Precisely. He's doing it in 19, 21, and 23, raising people's taxes, and then he expects that vote to pass? I think it's a 90 to 95% Frank White and Mike Kehoe's fault and Jefferson City in general for allowing that to happen in the first place. The state attorney general finally had to step in the last minute and sue everybody in the freaking county to get the taxes back to 15%, which, by the way, they never even really gave us our money back. It's just a credit.
Well, I know the state put up, the state tried to save it and put up money for it, so I'm not really blaming the state. Would you take Frank White out of the Royals Hall of Fame?
I would take Frank White out of everything he's attached to because it's his fault. 100%, 90%+, the reason the vote failed is because of Frank White and the property taxes. If that wasn't the case, the vote wouldn't have failed. We'd still be at Arrowhead Stadium, in my opinion.
All right, Neil, thanks for your opinion there. I get it. Hey, the Frank White thing in the Hall of Fame, I've heard people mention this before. They pull him out of the Hall of Fame. And I've always separated it, like Heisman or whatever, if you're in the regular Hall of Fame, whatever you do outside of doing things on the field, you had to separate those issues. And you don't pull somebody out of a Hall of Fame because something they did outside the playing surface. But I will say this. I think Frank's a little bit different deal because it's dealing with the Royals. And yes, the Royals can still stay here in Kansas City, Missouri at this point. But to be honest with you, his actions outside of the field still deal with the Kansas City Royals. And if the Kansas City Royals lose, yeah, you did a lot of great things on the field, but you're also partly responsible for the team leaving the town. Huh, that's still an issue, to be honest with you. That's still an issue because that still deals with the Kansas City Royals. So what you did on the field, yeah. So usually there's that separation. Like if you're in the Hall of Fame and you have tax evasion, something like that, you got to separate what you did on the field, what you did off of it. But technically, Frank White is, if the Royals leave town, it's still part of his watch as well. So that's an interesting way to look at it. Let's go to Pat in Lee Summit. What's up, Pat? Or Pate, I'm sorry.
Hey, Bink, it's Tate.
Oh, Tate.
I just wanted to say there's one thing that Mayor Lucas said in his press conference yesterday that really resonated with me, is that one thing we should take away from this situation is that we shouldn't let the rule of the people go to the wayside. And that even though I was out of town, I was living in Virginia at the time of the vote, I would have voted yes. I do think it's important that we make sure that the people always stay involved in politics. Thank you. I'll listen off the air.
No, I get it in how you vote. I didn't like the proposals, to be honest with you, but I probably would have voted yes anyway. I don't live in Jackson, but I would have voted yes. Yeah, I didn't like the proposals. I just didn't want to see the teams leave. I mean, I understand the economic ramifications of it, and hopefully Missouri can still benefit from the area in getting events. I will say this. It is going to be nice to be able to bid on things like having the Super Bowl or like a college football playoff championship. Not going to get a college football playoff game because those are at the bowl games, but you can still get the college football playoff championship. So that's something you can still get. I mean, there is going to be some big events coming to Kansas City. So I understand that. And I understand the proposal being put in front of you saying, well, look what you got over here. You're still the Kansas City Chiefs moving over. It's just, if you're a Missouri resident, they've been here since 1963. It is a bitter pill to swallow because I worry about the city of Kansas City and what happens next. Jake in Kansas City, what's up?
Legend Bink, what's up, man?
What's up with you? Jake, from Raytown.
So here's the deal. I think at first I was pretty pissed off about this too, and I still am, but really only for the 1% earnings tax and my brothers and people that I've got in the fire department and the police department and these city workers, you know, it's going to struggle. But I really, after some further thought, I don't think the Chiefs were ever staying, man. I think that Hunt had his mind made up. He wanted that dome and he wanted to go build his own legendary spot like his father had multiple times. And he wanted to set himself in that legacy portal. I think he thought he needed to do that. And nonetheless, the money goes where it wants to go, man. Frank White, I don't think I'd pull him out of the Hall of Fame just for the things he said. You know, you can't take him out for something that's non-baseball related, even though this is baseball related, but it's not his playing stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the weird dynamic, though. You know what I'm saying? I've always believed you take somebody out of the Hall of Fame if they do something off the field, because it's what you did on the field. But if it's still technically related to the Kansas City Royals, that's a weird line.
That is a weird line, and I don't know. You know, that's above me, man. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to be
handled.
Does it
really matter?
I would agree. No, it doesn't. And I can see why they would. And you know that the hate is warranted for sure. I think that I try to be a positive type. I think what we should do is let's see what architect lands this job. Let's see what construction companies we have building this stadium for us. And all those people that are saying, I'm not going out there because this, that, and the other. Man, we didn't want you on the bandwagon anyways. Go Chiefs!
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. There will be Missouri companies probably working on the stadium and the other facilities, the mixed-use facilities and everything else that they have. There will still be some Missouri companies involved there. Jay in Kansas City. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Bing. Like your work, man. First off, I want to say Frank White's an idiot. Second thing, I had a question for you. What do you think the probability is of the Royals staying here in Kansas City now that the Chiefs are gone? Thanks for the call.
Yeah, great question. I think they're better than they were yesterday of staying in Kansas City. I know there's still a strong allure, and it was always going to be the Royals going over to Kansas first at this point. And I don't blame them for what they want to do. I mean, the vote was the vote, and the vote said, we don't want to keep you. We're not going to extend the tax. So, you know, as an owner of a team and you're not welcome in a certain place, you do want to move. I get that. Hopefully they can work on something downtown or put the thing up in North Kansas City. That would be great to see. Hopefully there's a full court press, because now a lot of that money that was going to go to both can go to one. So hopefully the Kansas City Royals will be a hard court press for Kansas City to keep them, because I think it's very important to keep the Royals. Because if the Royals build downtown or Northtown and they stayed in Kansas City, Missouri, it would be huge, because you'd have that there. You'd have the Chiefs over there. I'd work hard on getting the NBA or NHL. And I know it's a pipe dream at this point, but man, I'd be selling Kansas City as a great sports town. And look at the ratings. Hey, the World Cup ratings, number one ratings were Kansas City, of course, because they're going to be getting the World Cup. But Kansas City's always in the top. Every Olympic sport, Kansas City's always in the top five, always in the top 10. Again, four of the top five highest rated games in the National Football League were Kansas City Chiefs games. And they were all losses, by the way, those four games. But they still watched. This town loves sports. So getting another pro sports franchise, that would be the perfect world. If you had an NBA or NHL team and you had the Kansas City Royals still in Kansas City, Missouri, that would be, I mean, it's not the ultimate of still having the Chiefs here. I get that. But that would be a huge, I don't know, it'd be a huge weight off your shoulders to have those teams still in Kansas City, which still could happen, So we'll see what happens. The Royals on this port, I don't know what they're going to do, JT. I would think it would be more positive for them now with everything centered on keeping them. That's the one focus now. The Chiefs are kind of out of the focus, focusing in on the Kansas City Royals. That ought to be a full court press for Jackson County and City of Kansas City, Missouri, to keep the Royals.
Yeah, it's got to be all hands on deck to keep the Royals. So I think the Royals are actually kind of sitting in a good spot, because now they know that Kansas City, Missouri, and Jackson County are, like, needing them and wanting them real badly. And they know Kansas also will offer them whatever they want. So I think the Royals are actually sitting pretty right now.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Says, hey, Bink, when the Chiefs win the Super Bowl again, where will the Super Bowl parade be at? Honest question. I don't know if there will be one. There was talks about putting it at Arrowhead Stadium if they did, because of what happened the last time at the parade. I don't know. I don't know if the parade is out of the question now. I don't know. Again, I don't know. They got to win the Super Bowl first. 913-586-7965 is the phone number. More reaction.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Next. Hey, welcome back. Jay Binkley, JT Noah. Kansas City Chiefs going to move to the Kansas side of the state line. Pete, the Kansas City Chiefs. Still, Kansas City, Kansas Chiefs. I ask you, would it be vintage apparel that you had? JT, it'll still say KC Hope, but 60% public, 40% private. The star bonds are what's going to pay for most of this. Dave Helling put out there that Kansas, the $1.8 billion in star bonds by putting all of Wyandotte County and half of Johnson County in the
district. I just saw that. I was like, yep, that makes sense on how you get it done then.
Yeah. Oh, it's finding a way in the star bonds and the revenue.
And that's why you get the practice facility and all that in Olathe, and then you'll have the stadium in Wyandotte.
Yeah, now Denver, some of the Denver reporters are chiming in about how their stadium is not costing any money. It's all Walmart money going to that. So it's a big difference. Go to Crash in Leavenworth. What's up, Crash?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I've been listening the last couple of days, and obviously I've been following this thing. I've been telling everybody for a year, Chiefs were going to be coming to Kansas. Of course, everybody said they didn't know what I was talking about. But at the end of the day, I think everybody needs to just stop and take a breath. And I realize time heals everything, but let's really focus on what makes Arrowhead Arrowhead. It's just been the fans. It's been the people. It's been the tailgating. It's been the unity of people. And the fans came from a mix of Missouri and Kansas side. So, at the end of the day, Kansas City Chiefs are still going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. It's been a mixture of the fans, and it's been us as fans on both sides of this imaginary line that's made Arrowhead what Arrowhead is. So, I think everybody needs to just stop and realize that we've done it for the team, and we've done it for the unity of the team and the brotherhood and the kingdom. And I think people are starting to lose sight of that in the last couple of days. I mean, let's bring it back together, people. Come on.
Bring it back together. It is the fans. It is the people that do make the difference. It is the tailgating. It is Chiefs fans that make the biggest difference. It's something that they put out yesterday because it is about the fans. It's also about the lost revenue that will be happening in Kansas City, Missouri. So I get why people are upset. Alex and Paola, what's going on?
Hey, I agree with what he just said. It is the fans, and I understand you guys being upset about the lost revenue on the Paola side or on the Missouri side. I just got to say, this is more to the fans that are saying from Jackson County, like, I'm going to burn my jersey and go be a Broncos fan, because I've heard that.
Yeah, I think that's just people being angry initially. It'll soothe itself out.
But people saying, oh, I don't want to have to drive an hour to go to a Chiefs game because they've lived near the stadium all that time. There was a guy on the drive last night that's like, I'm in Topeka. I was driving 2+ hours to go to games. This is going to cut my drive by an hour? Hot dang.
There's also a lot of people in Platte County, even if you live in Jackson, I mean, just going across the river to the stadium. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a further drive for some. It's going to be a lot closer drive for others.
I think that, you know, like the guy said before me, time heals all wounds and heads. We're all fans. We're all a big Chiefs family, so we'll get through this.
Yeah, I think just a lot of upset people. Obviously, the team's been here since 1963, and they leave. But, you know, it was after a vote was put together by Jackson County. They said, no, they're not going to extend the sales tax. And at that point, don't forget, everybody called people on the radio fear-mongering. They called the news fear-mongering. They're only fear-mongering. They're not going to leave. They're not going anywhere. They're going to stay right where they're at. Well, the problem is when you don't vote to put something and keep something, yes, teams look around. It was the next day, actually the same day, and you start getting calls from Utah and Tennessee and everywhere else thinking about winning a franchise because everybody wants it. It is so tough to get a pro sports franchise in your county. And to lose them, that sucks. I mean, that's bad. It's hard enough just to get them. And we'll never see another pro football team in Jackson County. That's a pipe dream. That's long gone. The Royals still can get that. Still can get the NBA or NHL, even though that's a long shot as well. And Textline brought up T-Mobile Center. We'll need renovations. And I know they have a little bit in the budget for renovations without a public vote. But the problem is T-Mobile Center, formerly Sprint Center, was open in 2007. I mean, believe it or not, that's almost a 20-year-old facility at this point. So, yes, if you did draw another team, it probably would need renovations because the only banners they have hanging up at that stadium are Garth Brooks banners. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a 20-year-old facility, and obviously that will need to be refunded as well. I get that. Mike in Kansas City. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Bink, it's Mike over at Giants Parkville. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
Good, good. Yeah, so I'm born and raised in Jackson County, grew up in North Kansas City, and I'm kind of a little bit torn, I guess, on all of this because my mom and dad are both from Kansas. Like, all my family's from Kansas. I'm a massive K-State fan. But I think for me, it's just like my head's spinning from all this just because I'm torn in between the two. But really, at the end of the day, you know, it's just more of what's going to happen to Kansas City, Missouri, like economically, is what I get really worried about.
And that's the thing.
That's really just all I would say.
Yeah, it's the place where you say you're from, Kansas City. You know, when you're away, you take some pride. You're from Kansas City. Yeah, it's from the metro. You're not saying, hey, I'm from Lenexa. People go, where's that? You say you're from Kansas City, everybody knows where Kansas City is. But it is one big metropolitan area. But what's going to happen to Kansas City? There's not going to be a ton of reason for people to go to Kansas City, Missouri. And, I mean, there's shops, restaurants, everything else outside of Kansas City on the other side. I guess the only thing people would be doing is going to the airport. I mean, not going to the Royals games. It depends, again, what the Royals do. Hopefully, Missouri can be able to keep the Kansas City Royals. But where else are you going? Because the Chiefs, the Royals, that was a big reason why people went to Kansas City, Missouri. Let's go to Nick in KCMO.
Hey, Jay, this is Nick. I've lived in KCMO by the Chiefs Stadium my whole life, bought a house up there. And I know this is a sports station, but the reality is it's a political decision. The Chiefs are going to go wherever, whoever gave them the most money. The Chiefs don't give a crap about their current spot. They won't even put sidewalks to the neighborhoods over there. And as a KCMO resident, I'm glad we're not paying billionaires to fund their next stadium. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, people are bitter about this. They're going to stay bitter about this. But it is a business decision, and business decisions are, you understand them. You're giving a lot of money out front. I mean, anybody has those business decisions. I know that people look at these, you know, college athletes that bounce between different schools because they're getting a better deal, getting over $1 million, $1.5 million to go to a different school, and they make a business decision to go. Things are different. And I think in life, if people have jobs and they're given a really lucrative opportunity to go jump somewhere else, they probably do. It's about making business decisions. And it sucks for Kansas City, Missouri. It sucks there was never any development that went on out there. And that's really no fault of their own, just people just didn't do it. We've seen development will go up wherever it makes sense and wherever dollars and cents will be spent by people going to it. I have no idea why they weren't ever able to develop that area outside the stadium. I mean, just having a Taco Bell be the only really place to eat outside of a major league franchise in a pro football franchise don't make a lot of sense. But things are going to change. You know, I can see training camp moving back to Olathe, Kansas in a couple of years. I can see that being, I don't think that's a big problem for anybody because, you know, instead of driving up to St. Joe, let's drive over to Olathe. I think that'll be a lot easier for a lot of people to do. But it is fun always going away to training camp, but I think that's one of the side things that will go on. Bob Fesco, who's normally on right now at this time, had an opportunity to have a one-on-one interview with Clark Hunt to kind of more explain things and what their projects will look like as far, I think, Star in Dallas. They practice in Frisco. They have, what, a 91-acre facility in Frisco where they practice. They've got a football stadium there that's used by the Frisco School District, the ISD there, which they're going to incorporate that in Olathe. So they'll have a football stadium there, and those high school kids can play football at that stadium as well. So it's a lot of the Star concepts, what the Cowboys are doing, what it looks like they're going to have here in Kansas City. Bring you that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.